Continuing our learning, the Shuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef. We're in Shalosh B'Tshuvot Yichah B'Da'as, Chelek Gimel, Siman, Samech Dalid. We're doing a series of Shuvot on the prohibition of Avodah Zarah, and he wants to know, what's the story with children's dolls? Now, most of us have children's dolls, and so we can, you know, we probably assume that the general practice is to assume that they're not, in fact, a violation of Avodah Zarah. But if you think about it, actually, what's the difference between a doll and an idol? They're both, you know, representations of human beings. They're both three-dimensional. Yeah, one we bow down to, one we don't. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mem Gimel writes, you're not allowed, Asur la'asot tzurat adam boletet. You're not allowed to make an image of a person that's boletet, that's three-dimensional. And the Smag even says that even if it's just a face without the body, you're not allowed to make the image of a head, like a bust, three-dimensional. That would be prohibited as well. Although Tosfot seems to indicate that that it's only if it's the entire body. The Gemara there talks about a siyat andarti. And andarti is a statue type of a remembrance. It's not meant to be an Avodah Zarah. It's meant to be commemorative or celebratory or something like that. And the prohibition is only when it's a full person. But if it's just the head, it's permissible. But fine. But at the very least, the full person is not allowed. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur l'tzayer tzurat adam afilu lanoi, not allowed to draw, and he'll elaborate in a moment, the image of a person, even for not Avodah Zarah purposes. And even if a non-Jew makes such a thing, you're not allowed to own it. There's a prohibition of lo yelecha kol peso. Not only are you not allowed to make an idol, you're not allowed to own things that look idolatrous, and is an image of a person. He says, Zadok HaShulchan Aruch clarifies, v'med harim amurim kshitzura boletet, when it's three-dimensional. Not when it's flat or an image. Avol kshit shokat, but if it's engraved, so either it's flat or engraved, then it's permissible. And if it's for an educational purpose, to learn about something is permissible. And then he adds in later, when we're talking about that, it has to be a complete person. But a doll is admittedly a complete person. It's a three-dimensional image of a complete human being. Now, it might be exaggerated, might have a big head, might have a big, whatever it is, but nonetheless, it's a full person. Now, there's a whole debate whether just the face or not the face, or yes, the face or not the face, but that's a machloket rishonim, it becomes a machloket achronim. But certainly, when it's a full person, it should be prohibited, which should effectively prohibit all dolls. Now, dolls are not new. Dolls are not a new thing. They go back in history somewhat. The Ravadi points out, he says, no. He says, that's when you're doing it linoi, when you're doing it for a commemorative purpose, you're doing it for an artistic purpose, you're making a three-dimensional image of a person, or a person's face, according to some achronim. He says, that's called a tzura kvua. It's meant to be there, it's meant to be permanent. Aval bubot asuyot l'sarach tinakot l'sachek behem, nireh she'en basiatam shum isur. Ve'shekol sheken shemutar l'knotam l'shtam b'reshuto, there's no prohibition to play with dolls, to purchase them, or even to keep them, or even to make them. And he says, because look, Tosfot points out, why is this prohibited? Why are you not allowed to own these things? Because it's a chshad Avodah Zarah. It looks similar to Avodah Zarah. Somebody sees you owning something that looks like a human being, like an idol, that looks like one, so it's a sur, because it looks like Avodah Zarah. But everyone knows these dolls are not Avodah Zarah. You don't have to be a big mumche to know that there is no one who's going to worship these dolls. They have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah whatsoever. The Nachal Eshkol says, even then, the prohibition is only to make it. They're not to own it or to purchase it. It's only to make it. But others disagree with that as well. The Maharit writes that the prohibition, he's discussing the Rambam, when he's talking, Surat Adam Boletet Linoi. Three characteristics it needs to have to be prohibited. Surat Adam, an image of a person, Boletet, three-dimensional, Linoi, for a beautification reason or an attractive reason, you want to keep it around for an artistic reason. Zebedavar kavua, something that's meant to be permanent. Shema itula marshis b'mamas, because somebody may come to think that this has some, you know, some importance, some divine significance or something like that. Mashayen kin surat asuyot lefi shah, something that's temporary. What's temporary? Liklamid b'hem, if you're using it to learn something, to study something, fine. Okay, an anatomical structure perhaps. Or lestachek b'hem, or to play with them. Mutar, and he says, and therefore you see that dolls are permissible. They're only meant to be played with. They're not meant to last. They're just meant to to last for a short time. And Ravadi concludes, himself concludes, the goal is they should play with them. And often they're thrown on the ground, they get dirty, depending on who your kids are, whether they rip the arms off, they rip the heads off to play with them, they're not treating them with the utmost respect. That's not considered, you know, if you find something that's dirty in the street, you don't have to worry that maybe that was Avodah Zarah. If it was Avodah Zarah, they would treat it properly. This is a kid's doll. It's meant to be played with. It's meant to get dirty. It's meant to go into the bath with them. This is not something that has any permanence at all. And then it's your rights that nowadays, when there's no chashash Avodah Zarah in any of these things whatsoever, their prohibition effectively falls. And he therefore writes, Mutar la sot bubot, you're allowed to make them, and you can purchase them, and you can sell them. The issue might be, a good question that she doesn't address, is what about collectibles? What about dolls that are collectibles? They make certain dolls for the purpose of not to actually be played with, but to put on your shelf, or something like that. Now that's surat adam, boletet, and it's linoy, ostensibly. You're putting it there to keep it. You're putting it there. It's hard to say, you know, it's, let's say, you know, a Barbie doll or something like that. There are Barbie dolls that are made to be played with, and there are collectible ones that come in a fancy box that are meant to go on your shelf. Now, if it was, you bought it from a museum, I would say it's a piece of art. When you buy it in what used to be Toys R Us, it's hard to say it's a piece of art, but collecting it and putting it on your shelf makes it seem a little bit similar to it. And so maybe there'd be room to ask the question, but nonetheless, everyone assumes there's no chshad of Avodah Zarah whatsoever. The Nitziv writes, the Gra writes, based on the Ran, you're allowed, nowadays, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist nowadays that anyone is making these dolls of Avodah Zarah. No one's seeing that thinks there's a prohibition of Avodah Zarah. Even if it's a collectible on the shelf, it still looks like it looks like a doll. Since it looks like a doll and dolls are commonplace to be toys, the prohibition doesn't apply at all. Have a wonderful evening.